This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Soon as you get somebody's email, it's not email anymore, is it? Soon as you get somebody's phone number. I remember there was a scholar that was visiting from India and I gave him my phone number. He asked for my phone number. I gave it to him. And immediately, that evening or the next morning, I start getting these forwards. It's got nothing to do with me. They are generally decent things, but they're just forwards. I get enough forwards already. People put you in groups. So immediately I wrote him a message. This is my standard message. Sheikh, whatever, please unsubscribe me. I receive too much. I can't keep up. Please unsubscribe. Generally, most people unsubscribe you. And then after a few months, they put you back on for some reason. This is awful. That's one aspect. Number two, don't sign anybody up without telling them, right? Unless you know it's your friend or something. The default is do not sign people up because you're spamming them. Spamming, you might say, what's wrong with spamming? Technically speaking, religiously speaking, I'm not doing anything to them. They got a phone. They can delete it if they want. But have you seen that people have limited memories on their phone? And a lot of people there, even if you've got 64 gigabytes on your phone, eventually it gets stuffed up and then you have to start cleaning up. As soon as I get a message and I need to look at the image, I don't have automatic download. I don't let it automatically download. Otherwise, you just have everything on your phone. I download only what I want. As soon as I've seen it and I don't want to keep it, vast majority of things, I will delete it straight away. Just the way to keep your phone clean, right? As much as you can. There's things that always escape. But you are inconveniencing somebody. And if they feel bad that, hey man, this guy sent this again. He sent me this message. Don't you have a feeling for people? Right. Do you think just everybody loves to get stuff like you because they want to gossip? Everybody's a gossip or something? Like, think about other people. Put yourself in their place. If you don't mind, that doesn't mean other people don't mind either. Don't forward things to people. And then on top of that, okay, if you're on a group, which the nature of which is that you do forward things on, right? And if you happen to be on the group, you're going to get all those forwards, right? Then it's up to you whether you want to leave or not. Even in that case, forwarding onto groups, don't just forward everything that comes by, because it's a very important hadith which says that the Prophet ﷺ said that it is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar, right? كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِيبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعُ, that they just speak everything, they just say everything that they hear. And that's essentially what you're doing. There are some people who just look at the title of a topic or of a forward of an article and they just forward it on. Almost like, I am the radio, I must tell you everything. I am a talk show host, I must reveal everything to you. People have that attitude. And if you are one of those, then please recognize it for yourself, because you are really inconveniencing a lot of other people. I've had several emails from people telling me, you need to speak about this topic. I don't know how far this is going to get, right? It needs a much more, but inshallah, it will encourage people to tell other people the same thing, and it will encourage people. There's people who've been killed. People who've been killed by forwards. Have you noticed that? Somebody who's in critical condition. It's happened often. Somebody who's in critical condition, somebody thought they've died or assumed they've died because of the message they get, and suddenly the whole world thinks they're dead. And suddenly you get another clarificationary message a few minutes later saying, no, they're just in critical condition. People have died like this because people are conflating things. They're not reading properly. People just forward on like crazy. Even if they feel doubtful about something, or even if they're not doubtful, they just look at it and they forward it. That is just very, very, very wrong. And it says that eventually what's going to happen is there's a lot of stuff out there about ingredient lists, right? About so-and-so product is haram. There are some fake news videos and articles. There are a number of memes and other things that are just completely false. And you look at that and you're so naive that you just forward it on, thinking it's going to benefit somebody else. And it causes haraj, it causes inconvenience, it causes harm, it causes a person to waste their time. Do you want to be the cause of people wasting their time? One is this. Kafa, there's another hadith which says that كُلُّ كَلَامِ ابْنِ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ لَا لَهُ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَمَا وَالَاهُ ذِكْرٌ أَوْ عَالِمٌ أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمٌ. Everything that a human speaks, everything that you utter is going to be accounted for. it's going to be a burden upon you. That's the default stage. Then Allah makes a few exceptions. Except remembrance of Allah. Okay. That was remembrance. Okay, let's exempt that. So it starts off with you're guilty for everything you say. Okay, if that's dhikr of Allah, okay. Anything close, that's like dhikr of Allah, okay. You are teaching knowledge or you are studying knowledge, okay, that's exempt. Everything else you could be accounted for. So if you are, by forwarding something, you're essentially speaking. That's the way I look at it. It's a khitab. It's a form of an address to somebody else. So one, you've already said it. You've done the wrong deed. You've done the wrong deed. You've done an accountable deed. Now, number two, it's gotten to 50 people in your group. And 30 of them have been inconvenienced by it. What has happened to you now? Shouldn't that come back to us? If I've sent messages to 50 people and 30 people have been inconvenienced by it, which is the majority, right, then aren't I going to be more accountable now for all of those people I've inconvenienced? They didn't ask me. They didn't agree to put me on them. And finally, the last point is, I think it's a violation of somebody's property, somebody's privacy rather, to take their video or their picture and put it out. You are taking somebody's picture and putting it out there. Of course, if they're a public profile, right, and they want to be pictured, like some of these guys online, you know, some of these stars and everything, that's a different story. They're there to be pictured, to be videoed and photographed. But the majority of people know, and a lot of the pictures we may take of somebody else's are probably in compromising positions. Right? You saw them sleeping at work or picking their nose or whatever the case is, or eating. I just think, I don't think I even have any doubt that unless you're in an absolute public space where it's known you will be photographed, like by signs. You know, when you go into a shop, if they're going to video, they have to tell you. Audio, if you record somebody in a conversation privately without telling them, I don't think it's admissible in court, right? As far as I've been told. So if that's all the case, why should it be valid and permissible to take somebody's picture and then put it out there? Especially if it's haram to start with. But even if it's a friend of yours, and unless you know he's fine with it or this is an acceptable, tolerable joke, then why should it be? That's why I think that to take somebody's picture, especially those who don't like it, and especially who wouldn't like it, that is a ghibah. Because ghibah is defined as mentioning your brother, you mentioning your brother or sister with something that they dislike. So you are essentially sending a photograph, which is a modern form of communication. Photograph speaks louder than words. So it's a communication. I'm taking your picture and sending it forward. You dislike it. I've just done ghibah about you. And if it's in a compromising position, that picture can never be reined in again. That is out there somewhere that you can tell the people on your list, can you please delete that? How do you know they would have deleted it? How do you know they would have deleted it? Extremely difficult. You don't want to be... you know what? My default state is that I don't forward anything. The only time that I will forward is a few things which I, to the best of my judgment, feel that it is going to be beneficial. And I think that should be the policy. Do not forward things unless you feel with the best of your judgment that it's going to be beneficial to somebody else. Or you need to tell somebody something else. Otherwise, just don't do it. Because we got enough out there. It's a massive drain of resources. A lot of... at the end of the day, it has to travel on the World Wide Web. You know, it has to travel through the internet. It has to travel through something. And at the end of the day, it's just all waste. It's like wasting water. These are resources. We don't see it as much, but when you go to other countries where I have been, where you've had to buy a SIM card and you have to buy, you know, 500 megabytes of for £20, you know, 500 megabytes for £20, right? And then you know you're careful about what you do. Then you turn off everything. Here it seems all free. At the end of the day, somebody's paying for it. Somebody's being persecuted. Somebody's being oppressed to give us what we have. I mean, it's really sad. You know, something's happening somewhere. You think we're living in a real world? You think all the money in this country is actually real? We're in a massive bubble. We're living of other people. Allah Ta'ala protect us. I don't know when it's going to burst, but the economy is it's a massive empty bubble. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala help us to understand this. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.